Okay, thank you. First of all, thank you very much for taking your time to talk with us. We very much appreciate it. We just want to start out, if you can just tell us your full name and your position, what you do here.
I'm the Archbishop of Godstone Baptist Ethiopian Church since 1994. I started this church because I want to create all the little peoples to do the right things. And I from 1994, I started to begin to try. I was working before. I tried to get the site of the church. But this government did not improve exactly the things of sites.
Okay. Okay, we'll ask you more questions. And if you want to speak in the vernacular, if you want to speak, we have translation. So feel free.
Okay.
You don't have to speak in English, okay? Because we can get the translation. Were you born in this community?
Yeah. Well.
And what year were you born here?
Question?
What year was he born here?
1957.
Yes. Okay. And have in this area or in another, in a different area here?
In Everton.
In Everton?
Yes.
Okay. So you've lived here all your life?
All my life here. Yeah.
Okay. So just first, before we talk about you as a bishop, can just tell us what it was like for you growing up here in this community?
Kubenzima lapha kule ndawo ukufikela ukuthi sithathwe Everton silethwe lapha ezonisele ngo 1970. So ngo 1970 sahlala kule ndawo yase zone 7.
Okay, it was difficult to come over to this area before 1970 because I think of the troubles government had with people before. So that's why they came over to Zone 7.
Okay.
And with parents.
And your parents, what did your parents do when you were, what work were they doing here?
The father was working here, but they were construction builders of the roads. So it was called TPA.
The Transvaal Provincial Administration.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Okay. Was your father, were you at that time very much in the church? Were you a religious family?
Okay, the church belonged to his father, but then father's also a religious minister.
So your father was a minister as well in the same church, or what kind? What church was it?
No, look at me.
In the church as you.
Asina.
Eh? Asina.
Okay, different one.
A different.
Yeah.
A different church. Zion ZCC or no?
No.
Kanana.
Kanana.
Orlando.
In Orlando,
mm-hmm.
That was
Zion.
Okay, Zion Church.
Apostolic in Zion.
Okay, so when you were growing, if you were born in 1957, when you were growing up here in the 60s and 70s, were you involved as a student in many of the troubles and things that were happening here? Because this was an area where many things were going on. Okay.
Was also involved in the struggles of the students' uprisings in the 76s.
Can you tell us anything about that? I mean, did you get into trouble with the authorities? Did you, what, any examples?
He was involved in the struggles, but he used to use tricks. Mm-hmm. Like when the spies are amongst us, police are looking for you, you've got to change, like you cut your hair and sort of disguise.
Okay. And did you finish, how far did you go to matric here, or did you do your matric? Okay. And after you left school, what did you do?
Okay, the father was already pensioned, and then that's the main reason for him to leave school at that time, because even elder brothers didn't, they were employed.
Okay, so you went to work?
Yes, he went to work.
What did you do? What kind of work did you do?
Town council from Nakengamra, town hall, the bioscope, the library.
Basically construction work.
Like your father?
They were building.
Yeah, I'm saying his father also was in construction, so he was following his father's footsteps.
Construction.
Oh, okay, so you're working for a private construction company.
Robert Construction.
Okay, how was it working there? How was the job? Was it good for you as a young man?
It was not good, just because there were good. Who knows?
There was no choice, because at that time when we were unemployed, you were being arrested for not working. So the kind of job that he was doing, he had no choice. He had to do anything that was called a job.
And what were the conditions of that work? How was it, I mean, whether you were treated well or badly?
Okay,
difficult conditions of working, because they were also being beaten up if they were slow in working, or fired without notice. That was the kind of condition they were working under.
Mm. How long did you work for Roberts Construction? How many years?
Did you want to say?
3 to 4 years.
Yep.
Did you leave, or were you fired, or were you retrenched, or what happened?
He just lost because the top guy was owning the thing. He just dumped them over.
He did what, sir?
He dumped them. So he left the job.
Oh, okay, okay. And where did you go after that? What did you do?
Katama got a nice kim. Motor explosive.
And then he went to Lenasia. There's a company there that was called Nescam.
Making explosives?
Yes.
And how long did you work there?
Okay,
but that is, you worked there for a longer time than Robert.
At the construction company. Yeah. Okay. So during the 1980s, what were you doing?
Kabo the 80s, you know, Kabo
1980s. O ile ha ba le mferefere wa hore re patale rente sekare sa sebetse ke mono ho ile ha hlaya strike sane sa di rente sa 1984.
Okay, during the 80s, that is when this township became ungovernable, and then in 84 there was a crisis. That is when activities started, mainly. He was one of the people who were fighting to pay rent.
Can I get some better Cape Gate?
Okay. He was working at Cape Gate.
And sorry, what is Cape Gate?
It's Cape Gate. Okay, so a metal industry.
So during the rent boycotts and the uprisings here, were you living in this? Did you live here where you are now? In this place? And tell us about that time. What was it like for you during that time?
Okay, in
1984,
Okay, during that time they had to come back from work because there was chaos around here, so they had to leave their jobs, come back to protect their children from the police.
Rale, how if it came on a receiver has CM, or one of another generation of CM or some other riot, Lord, who is a halangana for you?
Okay, at least because they had some idea of the riots and they knew what could have happened during that time. And the following day when they went back to work, that is when they were threatened with written warnings.
Without permission.
Just like they have left the job without permission.
That is where they
had to have another problem when this new government started.
What do you mean when you say another problem? Tell us about what you mean by that.
Government ina ya rona yena itse tlo go yetsa dintho ha ntle go re iske wa tshwana le molao wa nwa gale.
Okay. Firstly, the government gave promises that they didn't deliver.
Okay, we'll talk about that. But let me ask you, when in the 90s, when things started changing, you know, when Mandela was released and the ANC was unbanned, the PAC was unbanned, as someone who had been involved in some of the struggles, how did you feel at that time, like 1991, that era period there?
I thought things were about to become right.
And when you say become right, what did you think that meant for you?
Okay. It was seeing that the government was going to become a national government.
He also thought
everybody was going to have a decent living.
a khona le ho yetsa ntho tse wa ntsa dinahana se ka le nna ke nile ka nahana hore ha ke build the church ke bolae ntho tse ding tse ngata ho bana.
Like the things that you wanted to do, like building a church, was to keep like children away from the streets.
Hobane ke ne ke sa di kgone ntho tseo kaofela.
Because he didn't afford to do that, he thought he managed to have his own church.
Le batho ba baholo hore ha banwa ba lematsana dipotsong.
And also elderly people, when they are under the influence of liquor, they become violent.
Jwale ha ba tlile kerekeng ke kgona ho bua le bona ke ba hlalosetse hore bothata bo kae, ho etsahalang, ko tlihlaha kae.
Now he thought to recruit them into the church would help them to change the style of living.
Le hore bana ba seke ba ngahlongobezwa.
Okay, for children also not to be abused.
And le hore botsotsi bo theowe bana ba beka hara kereke ba be le phata ba e bapala.
Okay, even criminality must go down and children must have responsibility in the church.
Ba etse dikeche, ba bina, ba etse dikwaya.
They must be involved in things like activities like creches and singings, choirs and like that. Okay.
Jwale kereke theowile bana rena kereke sa le re batla site ya kereke. Jwale ha hona batho ba re thusang hore re kgone ho fumana.
Okay, even now, as you can see outside the church, that is the church. So there's no, the government is denying them a space to build the church. Now people are running away from the church. They need, you know, better churches built with bricks.
Okay, so you had, this is interesting, you had an expectation when in the 90s that the government was going to help you build your own church.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Kemegena hanneo batlo thusa ho dikereke le nna ke khone ho kena ba nthuse. Ho re ke ha kereke ke khone ho bolaya ntho tse ngata tse sa pheleng lefatshe.
He thought even on the religious side of the government would help him build the church and not protect sinners from going to
hell. I tried to have a stent.
So they made him pay 500 rands, but now they said he must also bring another 500 rands. But now they are denying him the stand.
Mangola dingating.
And he's got proof that he did buy the land for 500. Even the receipts are here, but.
Hobana kusasebetsa kusana matla jwala o yetsa ntho tse ngata lo ha kere.
Now that he's unemployed, he can't do anything, even the church, like he was his big wish. There's no way he can build
it. Since 1995, Aksa Sabit.
From 1995?
Yes. Aksa
Sabit. He's been unemployed.
Okay, so since 1995, you haven't had work, is that what you're saying? A formal job?
From 1995, I was working for Aksa.
Atso fumana msebetsi ke fumanang kwa di temporary go hanyane fela mo be motho wa ha a re tlotlong thusa go bataka.
Not really a job like that, is getting these pieces of jobs like
So up until 1995, were you still working, where were you working up until that point?
Ke ne ke sebetsa Cape Gate ka nako eo, 1995 July 5. A ke sa hlale ke sebetsa go fitlhela jwale.
Okay, from 1995, from Cape Gate. Since 1995 up to now.
And did when you lost your job there, was it because you were retrenched or what happened at Clipgate?
I was
retrenched.
Okay, because he's been an activist for some time, they knew he was an activist, like these things of local. And then they put him on a trap for a little bit of mistake, then was right.
It's a haggy little toilet, it's rather a haggy. Then by Kayon and Aguayo by the Bansan Sabaraki Batalsana, Kapak Batalsana. So as Kerasan the Hook ran out on an hour.
So, Trata and
Chino know how to let it. We are bopped in Trata.
Okay.
Near toilet. The Temang way about it. Why near room servants without permission and then by the serving moves up hiring as a necessary one.
We went to the loo and meanwhile, he was in the loo. Machine wrote up a wire and then that was a mistake and then. They make him sign something, and then when he refused, he was fired.
So, how did that make you? You know, 1994, the elections happened, the new South Africa happens. 1995, less a year, you get fired. For what you're saying is because you were a political activist and you were doing this. How did that make you feel? How did that make you feel?
Kanti kana kweyo ba ya re shuta go ka ka video then ke mmolo ba bona ntengwa ke leader ya batho ba.
Okay, it was hurting for him to be expelled like that because they had some struggle inside the company and then whilst they were talking about increases he was leading and then at the same time they were like cameras around shooting them.
Were you a member of the union?
Yeah, we were NUMSA.
Okay, he was with NUMSA.
You were with NUMSA?
Yeah, COSATU.
Okay.
In COSATU. Were you a shop steward?
Oh, no, only a shop steward in NUMSA.
Kenegili General Chief Marshal.
Okay, he was a marshal in terms of
And when you were fired, how did the union support you or what happened?
How did the union support you? No, it didn't help.
Did you try to contest your firing?
Ya gilela ka ya o bona mane frona geng ga ga go bua le bona gore bana ke sina e tutubetse mar bona go ka matlama go ne sona le ntho e ke bona mo ba gone bua go family union.
Okay, it did try to contest but it was beyond his control because the union and the company were against him.
The union was against you.
Okay, the union has turned back on him because whatever he was trying to say was illegal, they were saying it's illegal.
Okay. So that must have made you quite angry at that time, huh?
Okay, it did hurt him, but because he didn't know that he had powers for himself. But even the co-workers didn't sort of like stand on his side against the union and the company, but nobody did it.
Okay, I want to ask you, Pastor, you started by talking about some what I would call values, moral human values about taking care of people acting properly, doing these things that you talked about. Now your experiences here are on the other side, you know, people not helping each other, no solidarity, even in a new South Africa, democracy. So did that push you further into the church and to want to do things in the church?
How ka ka ntse sona le dikereke
According
to his life experience, he could have committed suicide, but he thinks the church is the institution that makes that gave him power to be what he is. Okay, at that time, like he is now, he used to put all the power to the Lord, because he managed to think that what brings a person to church is not a bishop, but the Lord himself.
And the Lord gave a dwense hore. Botata o le fatseng e ke fitile ho bona. Ke ba rute ka bona hore bona le botata le fatseng pa pula ho bona.
Okay, also to teach the other people the hardships through which he went. So he wants to teach people that life is not an easy game.
Okay, so when you were retrenched and you lost it, is that when you started your church, or had you started your church before then?
This church, because the one that he used to be going before belongs to his parents.
And the 95 for it, ke di kereka tsa tokolo ke ka baka le ke le ka gona ho kenela.
Okay, after 94, in 95, there was some talk going through that was saying this is after 94, democracy is here. So independence is there, and then that is when it took advantage.
Okay. Tell us, you said it's the Goldstone Utopian Baptist Church, right?
Yes. Goldstone Baptist
Utopian Church. Can you explain that? What is the Goldstone Utopian Baptist? Where is that? Yeah.
God is a stone.
Godstone.
Yeah, Godstone.
Okay.
So Mudimu Botswana Lilijo, Hatowe, Siemong Sewadimo song.
Okay, God, it's like a stone.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever it is, it's not moving. It's always there.
So, Arakolobi Zagamoya Wahaile Fatse, Baptist.
So, Baptist us with the Holy Spirit in the world.
Yabamoya Wakopan.
And then that became a spirit of unity. That's why this Goldstone.
Okay. Is it the only one, or there are other ones, or is it yours is unique?
Okay, what else? Honale, the Goldstone, sitting up in the field.
Yeah, I did think the Baptist in unity, Baptist in what? So, Yena, Ileyar Moyom, Dimwam Fayona, Ibe Goldstone Baptist. Ethiopian, kore ya balaka tsela yena, and is Ethiopian. Sika the fatela Ethiopia mo batho ba hlophehang teng. So re ile ga nyoloa mono ga nka karolo mono gore le runa re ba fumane moyeng.
There are many other Baptist church, but then this is like a breakaway from the original one.
The original one. And why is it a breakaway? What's different for in your church?
If I rent the core, Motiasha Losan, as Africa in Tunte Tatas Gatin, Hano Tiba Hore, who created about Hoba Bullel, Gadi Riot, Hoba Bullel, Gashiki Fat, Hoba Bullel, Abu Pilo, Badinto, Ntwaisha Haulu Kai Kakerke, Ntwa Utola, Horo Uba Uyet the Hot, Uye Missa Drum, Ubua Drum Rebat.
Okay, it's different because of he himself wants to teach people the ways of the struggles through which he went. So he wants this to be a unique church because he's actually interested in the minds of people. He wants people to know about the struggles through which he has gone.
Okay. And when you started your church in 1995, did you start it here in your home?
Oh, kadile kake hona ka tlhimeka bokae.
Ke kadile ka hona ka tlung ka mona. Ha tlo etsa mkhukhu.
Right here, and then started to
And how did you get people to come to your church?
Oh, hona ba mo o fisa ba tuka ka kake.
Ke na ke ba jwetsa ka bophelo ba Modimo.
O le kae?
Ke ne ke tsamaya ka hare o re se ka re ntse re tsamaya.
They were going through the townships like reviving the spirits of people, and that is when he started recruiting them into his church.
Mm-hmm. And
and they were not forced to come, but they just came.
Le ba bang ba dikereke tse di ba ya tla ka mona ka mkhukhu.
Even some have broken away from their own churches to join him in this church.
Ke ametse batho ba le ganyane ba ZCC.
Okay.
Ke ametse batho ba dikereke tse ding gobane ba utlwisisa evangeli ena gore ke e beya jwang according go hlaya Bibeleng.
Okay. People came from different churches like ZCC because they understand the way he puts the word of God.
Okay. I just wanted to say I have a particular interest because my father and my parents were Baptist missionaries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Baptist, my father's an ordained minister, so I'm interested to know. What is the message that you give to people in this community for your church? What kind of message? What do you tell them?
Okay, you are going to dwell in the mood. You will see the people that are going to so. But oh, Charles, we are going to have a bad. Bana over here, saying that it's wrong.
Ke ba jweta kamla wa Joshua. Wanfa se chava. Fatin la ekhipita sitla le moshe. Zilenga moshe pelo. Joshua hanga. What's a silicon? Lebon.
Okay. It's teaching them about Joshua. Joshua came from the land of
Moses wa pumeke bida. Joshua in the endleleni wathatha waya.
Okay, like Moses came from Egypt.
Yeah.
And then from there
wathatha Joshua.
Okay, and then
atlabula silicon.
Okay, and took Joshua and made friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to myself and my family.
But nagile ga bona go family aka ke batho ka ofela mifuta ka ofela.
Okay, he saw everyone as his family. That's why he said.
That's why he tsaka rapela ka. A se bana fela. Le ba bang ba ka ntle. Ntse le ba kereke.
And when he prayed, he didn't say this is the only people. Even other people are still the people of this church.
That's why Kerkeyena Ilea Yagage found that Genesis 31, verse 52.
Okay, that is why he founded the church with the
Genesis 31,
verse
52.
Verse 52.
Yeah. Okay. Iri.
Okay, don't cross the stone and come to me with
bitterness.
I will also not pass that stone and come to you with bad spirits. God must stand between us.
And how has the reception been from the community to your church?
Okay, they have been divided into two categories. Some are happy, some pretend to be happy.
Babang, I go ke ba jwetsa ba. Ba se ke ba latela go tswa kerekeng. Fela ha ba yetse mola wa Modimo.
So according to him, he tells them that they must not follow a human being, that they must respect the word of God.
And when you go in living in this community as a pastor with your church here from 95 for the last 10 years or so, what do you see as the main problems in this area, in this community? I'm not just good and bad. The things that are good here, the things that are not so good.
Community in how in Honalen to the center is in Bessel.
Honalen Haba to Balan Hagifitan Kiba Halime Bau Crisis Lagsaba Taragalzo Bau Crisis Hori Senabas Yazan Asianuk.
Even if people are fighting, when he goes to them, without even touching them, when he talks to them, they do understand.
Babang hobona, habau kisi suban. Babang babona bayanwa.
Some don't understand because more they find that he's an alcoholic.
Impa kausa na getu akibashalo seta sena lisena lisena suluki legatela ina impa liskela ita sena lisena.
Okay, then sometimes the following morning it still goes to them and make them understand that what he was telling them by yesterday, it was good. But because sometimes we find that man was drunk, so...
Last week, the Khalimilion Tadele Mebalu Anakatuna Babana Batum Bitam.
Okay, like last week, there was a domestic violence where the mother was fighting with the father and then the children came over to call him.
Impa Honatin, Sunday by the Batla Kerikin Batuini.
But this Sunday they did come to church to hand themselves in.
Baboni hobo bahutela.
They were happy to say that they have reunited. There's no more fight.
So Jwale Kibona or Madame Dimu, Hagele Bohimo, Kilebuam Dimu, Yam Fang fellow of the Etelus Chavas and Agan Nituya.
That is where I see the power of God, because I can't be thinking of a human being and thanking the Lord for that power.
So when you look, when you visit people, when you go around in this community, when I said maybe some things that are not so, or the problems, the social, after 1994, you were saying that earlier that you don't think the government has done things and they haven't kept their promises. Remember when you started the talking. Can you speak to what it is that you see around you with regard to people's lives? The like education, like health, like the basic services, all of these kinds of things. What is your perspective as a pastor who goes around in the community and knows a lot?
Haso ketsetse letho queen haso government haso yet the next haso qale lo qala go atamela dikolo wa dietsa dikolo di teng government o di entse di clinic government o di entse le ha batho ba ka hare the sister the metro di sa tswara batho a ntle ke a visitors clinic ke a visitors better mara ha ke fitla ke sheba ba bang ba bona batse ba go hloko ba motho ba bang ba bona ha bana taba le hloko ba
bang. Okay, government is in as far as the churches is concerned, no help at all. And then when he says the schools are there, government has built the schools, you go to the clinics. The clinics are there, but the people who are working inside are different in approaching the patients. So government hasn't done enough.
When you say different in approaching patients, what do you mean by that?
Speaking about the servant, the workers.
But what is it? Give some examples of what
you mean. How fika spekele ma? Huna leba tuwa limeting by accident. how fika o bona o fika ba yemisitswe fela mono and how sheba motho o ba bang ba shwela ditulo.
Speaking about government hospitals, where you find that somebody has been stabbed, but there's no special attention. You find that they're queuing, and some even die while they're queuing.
Babang ba tliswa ba kula. O fumane hore motho ba mo fa discharge ba re no, ba mo fa dipilisi fela ba tsa di pain, ba be ba re no gotlela hae.
Sometimes very sick patients we get turned away from the hospital to find that they're given the painkillers and then can go back
and they are holding the tunnel.
And you can see the person is sick, but they'll turn him away and give him some pain tablets and then go away.
And do you think, as a pastor, as a man of the church, what do you think? Since 1995, I'm trying to think of the proper words to use, but the way in which society has moved, the kinds of things that are important to people, what they consider to be important in their lives, how do you think of that when you look at the young children today and the way that the things that they desire and they want, the way they want to live?
O bona hona le phetho e bathomi le ditakatso tsa batho tsena ba rata gore ba ka phela kore ntho tsena ba rata go phela ka tsona go bona le ditakatso tsa bona ka yona interference.
Ya kore taba ya phetho ke diphetho tseo tse ka ntle ma government o ntse re hateletse ka masakane manual re sa sebetse ore re tsamaye re lo patala masakane. So masakane go tlo mo patala jwa sa sebetse. That's why ntho e etsang hore go be le batho ba tshwatlelang batho go be le batho gore yena o create a dira gore di re tshwatlele gobane e le yena a reng batho bana ba lo batla dišhelete šhelete a o ne o e batla o sa e sebeletse.
Okay, start with government is the one who's creating thugs around our communities, because you find that government wants us to pay things like masakan, I think you know that masakan. Mm-hmm. And that's why people who are afraid to be evicted from their homes will go out and rob people outside.
Yeah, jwale mona ke re ke re bula ntho tse jwalo bana ba bang ba batho bao ba ne ba sebediswa ba teng ka kerekeng re bula ya raping re bula ya ukutlobongela go ukuthotsa go bolaya go kelelo tso diswe then batho ba tle ka kerekeng. That's why ke ne ke batla go ha kereke gore batho bana ba gone go kena ba gone go tlwisisa ba gone go tlwela motho mo botlhoko.
And meanwhile the church is trying to let the criminals come to church to stop the activities of robbing, raping and all that. The church is about to teach them human values.
Okay. For you in the church, and as a minister, well, first let me ask this question. Now that you've had the church for over 12 years, how big is your congregation now?
Since o hlalse pele hore ba bamba tsamaile ka taba ya ne ya go ke ba kena ke mkhuku. Hona tshe bunyane sona sona le
ya kore ba tsamaile sekgeo sa bona se kwaleile gobane le ga se sa kwaleya gantle mara as re ya conferenceng ka November ke fumana gore bukeng re se re amogetse batho ba ampo ba lekana le bao ba tsamaileng le moruti ono tsamaileng gobane ore nna ke kgono ga so yena wa sebetsa itse o tlo batla tulo so ke fumana gore re ntse re na le batho a ba a kona tjena ka mona ka mkhuku ba ka kwa ba ka etsa 200 and something to 300.
Okay, some resigned from the church, but the number of those who went away have been occupied by the new ones, so it's more or less 200.
200 to 300. Okay, and do you, as a pastor, do you survive? I mean, do you get a stipend or some kind of living allowance? for being the pastor?
Archbishop la kereke yena ha batho ba bangata ka kereke ha ba sebetse and siga hona le dichutyane siga wona ha sebetse ha ba sebetse gore ke batho ba sina msebetse so ba hlulela o nehela.
Okay, it's
so a ke phela fela ka go mfuma ha di ntse etsa dikoro.
Okay, not really that.
Ba o heba.
Not really like the church is helping to create a better life inside, because most of the congregants are not working. So even through, the wife is working.
So your wife works.
Yes.
What does she do?
A sister, an old age home.
Oh, she's a sister, the old age home.
Old age home. And you have also, I see, you have children as well.
Yes, it's not working.
That's your daughter.
Yes.
You have one daughter or.
Two,
you have two daughters?
One. We love at some is about 7 years.
The other one, the sister of that one has just gone missing.
It's 7 years.
It's about 7 years trying to trace the sister of that one.
I got 2000.
About 7 years.
2,000, 35 March.
She's been missing. Nobody has claimed.
Come on, report the police station. I was on get the next.
Police stations never attempted to trace for me.
Sorry, that's very sad. You're this daughter, what's her name?
Really.
Duduzile. Okay, and I see that she got a diploma from the Sedi Ben College.
Yes.
But you're saying she's not working.
Yes, it's M6.
And so what jobs has she been trying to get?
Last week,
She's tried a lot of jobs. She's put through the many cities all over, but it's unfortunate.
And why, Pastor, why do you think it's so hard to get a job now? Why is it so hard?
Government or
Because of the privatization of jobs, it's not like before. Before we did have lots of jobs, although there was no money. But now this government has privatized everything. That's why we are running short of jobs.
When you say privatized, what do you mean?
But things are my family wabo. Jenge iskor kona manje inge nama contract. Ikip gate inama contract. Then abantu baya haful jenge samanko na paga tama contract all over ama contract na paga tuwa mafem.
Okay, what it means by the privatization? You find that you're working for the company, and then whilst working in that company, it's been sold to somebody and. As a result, you get retrenched because the company is being owned by somebody else.
And Pastor, as someone who worked many years, you're a worker, you're retrenched, you now do. What do you think the government should be doing? What do you think?
When we took our children to school, we thought maybe as we are employed, our children having gone to school with all that little money we had, maybe the government should be doing something to let them at least, our children, to have some jobs.
So it's mostly, what you're saying, is mostly employment for people to work.
Yes, it's very important.
Why do you think it's so important for people to work?
Because people will sort of come back together like before, because right now at night people are afraid of each other. So that's what he thinks basically is the cause.
Okay.
So actually like this big thugs, he thinks that can minimize that kind of attitudes.
How mo botsa gore why o nkile koloi or go bana ke ne ke lapile.
Like this car, Jagas, you ask me why you did that because of hunger.
So it's poverty, and this is what you're saying, the lack of jobs.
So yes, it's lack of jobs cause poverty.
Have you in the last 10 years, have you experienced crime yourself and other things here as a pastor in your community? You're talking a lot about that.
He's gone through that. Some of them, sometime he was robbed of about 5,000 something.
5,500.
Sure. And I, you, someone just held you up and took it.
He has been poisoned by the fire whilst he was in the room.
Well, you're in the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Just a few more questions and then we'll wrap up. Pastor, it's 13 years after 1994, yeah? It's in 2007, 30 years. How do you feel about the last 13 years for yourself and your community?
Bophelo ke bona ka rena a so ka bo fikela monna ke ne go shebile go government ba bona go fikisa teng di trata taru di tletse di kodi la rena le mafu dikolo ya di gonokela bona tsena le fatla rona le tletse batho go ba hlalang ka ntle ba yetsang ntho tse sa tshwanelang tsena di ne di le siko
okay Like you look around our communities, things like basic services, like roads, sometimes you find that when it rains, there's no you can't drive around anywhere because of government.
But
even the tar road, the promises like on our tar roads, they promise that they will fix everything around, like tar roads and our roads, but nothing is going through. You find that the project has been closed. It's funny, other new townships, you find that they are well.
And what's your opinion? Why do you think that things here are like that? Why these things aren't happening, as you say?
Government
waro. Why do you want into the now deal? Bana barretuere moon. Kibona bana de botata wana. I did fix a mona who born. Habaho no deeds, impa, bona baro government. What do you eat and to the?
Like here are ministers promising all the deliveries and whatever. But he blames our level of councillors. Because we also hear from the televisions that this is what's going to be within so many years. But he blames the people, the mediators.
I don't know what I'm saying. It's sad. I'm going to go to Zone 7. Boshilo is going to go to Zone 7. Because I'm going to stay here. Zone 3 is going to go to Zone 7. But Mona never battled just because William Wabalin to a area about the Masenki that Chris Nangalembe.
Okay, like the minister and the president, he's not coming to this area because they know there was a fight in this area when one of the comrades here was brutally killed, and then they knew why the war was looming. Just to drive around, they never come.
Le jwele o le mono la batho ba ne ba hloka hala. Ha ba ka ha ba tsebise ba fitla fela ka nako ye boseng. 2 hours ba ya tswa ba tsamaya. Re sa tsebe next car.
There is a tombstone erected next to that house. Therefore, for that comrade who was killed, they do come this
way. Ba ba ne ba bula o mono le ke.
Yeah, even those who were killed at the night was they do come, these ministers, but they come, you know, sometimes without anybody knowing.
Do you think that this community is discriminated against? Is that what you're saying?
Last month. So, come on, Zone 7. Botata bobo hole, or did he carry Kinsey? Kinsey Kibata, Kibon, Ababa, every Samaylan born, what a Sambelana. In Atabano Bunzi, Mofana Mobam, Cordo, Maja Minobam, born at Bunga Pesaro, the Shaltalin, and since cutting Tabango to the Tata of Mon.
Yamon. Okay, very true, like this other eras, Shurua. They do visit some areas around here, but they never come here. And then it feels, even this shack is afraid one day it might be taken by the wind, blow it off.
Okay, just one last question, Pastor. If you're looking in the future, the next 5 to 10 years, what do you see? For yourself and for this community. But also for himself as well.
Kibona horuna, hanka fumana, mato antusa, or kihone fumana, kerek, kihai kerek, kihone ubizaba, kibabitaka kereke, kihono bashalosit, kamakamujim. ba bang ba bona ba gona o tlhola dintho tse manyana ba bang ba bona re dumele le batho ba ka kerekeng ba gona jo tsa batho ka matla modimo le bophelo mona go ga rena le meeting mona ka ha re e kereke mo seng o se selela pala motho le go tlodula ngolona o ba le lapala motho le na le dita re e ka kerekeng kereke mo go ba gona o dula ba hlalosetswe go mona every 20 day go etsa hala.
Okay, in the next 10 years the wish that he sees in the future is just to see if God can give him, help him build a church so that it must take the sinners away from the streets. They must come to church and learn to understand the word of God. Because if the church, like here it's his house, there's a church sometimes, there's, so he wants an independent place to build a church.
But ha re na le meeting wa le question ba tle kerekeng ba thaba hlaetso ke lefu ba be le tulo ba thaba hlaetso ke lenyalo ba be le tulo gore ba kgone go fumana tulo e tshwanetseng gore re ka nyadisa re ka ntsha lefu re ka tshwarela meeting gore batho ba kgone go utlwa gore re kgone go ba gotsa ba kgone go utlwisisa.
Things like a church has got a lot of jobs to you can use it for. Things like funerals, the church will be there to help people, the weddings, the community meetings, the church can help with all the needs.
Nka thaba haholo modimo a ka nthusa go dilemo tsena tse tlang gore gabe ba teng ba ka nthusa modimo a ba fe maatla.
He wishes because government has failed. If there was somebody who can come up with an idea or maybe donations or something, things like that, so that God can also give them power and help.
Okay. Pastor, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Okay. One last thing. Just I think we forgot, just so on the... You forgot to ask the full... Bafana said at the beginning we forgot to ask your full name and surname, just so it's on the record. Your just to say it, yeah, so we can just put it on the tape.
Number 1, Zone 7.
Yeah.
I'm Nicodemus Kayakolo Makanya. I'm staying here, 10062 Maloy Street, Zone 7B, Sebokeng.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Sure. Whew, it's warm. Yeah. You see, I see you were just sweating. This is your 500 rand payment.
Yes.
To Mpuleni local municipality.
Yes, I photocopied that.
2002. And when was this?
2003. Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Here's 2003,
2005, 2009. Here's the site.
Okay. Offer to purchase stand. 93 zones here. Your letter refers. It is important to mention that 1,000, which is non-refundable for administration register, is payable to this office. There will be proceeded with the application as soon as the above has been received on or before 30th of June, to that effect, in which the matter will be treated as closed. Okay, so when you... So, wait a sec. 30th of June, 2003. So, you paid 500 rand on the 9th of... January, February, March... May.
Yeah.
9th of May, 2003.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I go to put another 500, they say I must wait.
They told you must... Well, you went to give another 500.
Yeah, I want to give it. That's what I told to the church. I want 500.
Yeah.
Then I must give these people 500, another 500 to make 1,000.
Yes.
Now I say to him, I wait. I give him the copies of this. Then I say,
the local municipality said you must wait.
Yes.
You went there to pay the another 500.
Yes.
Yeah?
Now I saw. He said, last I go there, he said I must know that this site must go to the. If Antisin in Dalin. In Dali, in the country.
In Dali?
Yeah.
It's 9833.
Yeah.
The auction in Dali.
auction.
Auction.
He's saying it must go to auction.
Yes.
He takes it to auction. The auction.
So have they auctioned it?
I don't know.
No.
Huh? No. Is the stand still empty?
Yeah, it's empty.
It's still empty.
Yes, it's here, just around the corner.
So have you tried to go back to get the other 500 rand?
He must pay 500.
No, I'm saying, since they told you to wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you tried again to go?
Last, I think last month I go there.
Yeah.
I must wait the stamps going to auction. I must.
But if we have 500.
No, but so the stamps is here for auction. This. Yeah, but you speak a paper any, it tends to open up go auction and yet in store.
So even they won't accept your 500 now. They're saying no, you have to wait.
Yes, I tried.
Go to buy 100. Buy 100. Come maybe 3500.
Yeah, go to begin mock sale. So they are last, but in yeme. So kona manje. Unu kumeshe lumfano wakabo.
Okay.
He said, if we get 500, other guy work at
municipality.
Yes.
He said, if 500, not bring the 500, he must not go to auction.
If you the official at the municipality.
If you get 500, not go to auction.
Oh, so he's saying if you pay the other 500, you'll get it.
I think so. I don't know exactly.
You must get that. Okay. What you must do, Pastor?
If I paid, I get the receipt with this.
Yes, but what you must do, Pastor? You must do this. And Bafana, I think you must help this. You must help. What you must do is you must go to see this official.
Yes.
And you must get in writing.
Yes.
You must say, if he's telling you, if you pay 500, you'll get it. Okay. No auction. Mm. You say, please put that in a letter like this.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yes.
This same thing. Reference number, zone, stand so and so. Mr. Makanya can pay 500 rand before such and such a date.
Yes.
Then he takes possession of the stand.
Okay.
Ahmed.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you can get a letter, right?
Yes.
If you can get a letter that says, yes, I agree, official, because you see, it's not good when someone says it with your mouth, and then you pay, and then they poof, and then it's gone.
Yes.
The 500 is gone, and then you say, but I gave it. Then they say, no.
Okay.
So you must get a letter.
Yeah.
Saying 500. Once you get that, if you get that, then call me. And we'll see what we can
this
do.
This account, account number. This.
Yes. So you must have account. You must have it on the letter account stand so and so. You must have the date.
Okay.
And you must have the official sign this and say, if you pay 500, then you can take possession of the stand.
This is a preacher. This one.
Yes, Bafana, he preaches. He just preaches. He preaches a different message.
Yes. He's coming in. There's a preacher. Assistant preacher.
Ah. Hey, Bafana, you're looking very sharp. Ah. Time, huh? So, Pastor, you must do that first. And when you do double by, he can call me. Okay. Yes. What we're going to do is we're going to give a copy to you.
Yeah.
And then what we're hoping, afterwards, then we invite all the people who we've talked to see and look and talk about it. not just you, but all the other people.
And that day we will eat quail.
Eat flesh.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Pastor, this is for your, I'm sorry to have used your electricity.
Okay.
And for your coke as well. Okay. All right. Oh, this is the church. Okay. Did you put the camera away?
Yeah. I can pick it up.
I think it's looking at the cross.
Go take it out again.
Just going to bring the camera just to take some footage. Yeah. Godstone Baptist Ethiopian Church. Bashlankan. What does that mean?
Bashlankan.
Bashlankan.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, this boy. You think he's never driven a car?
What are you? What are you doing? I'm going to shoot.
Your sanitation. Is it a flush toilet?
Yes.
You have flush. Yes. The full sanitation system.
Mm.
20 kiloliters. That's what I'm guessing. Because work it out. 59 is 6. That makes sense. That it could be about 20.
3 6 is 18. How can you keep deemed? That's deemed consumption.
That's deemed consumption.
No one's using 20 kiloliters. You're not using that much of water.
No.
Could be. I need to look.
20 kiloliters.
That's
a lot of water.
That's what.
I mean, that's deemed consumption of almost 200 rand.
You know what a flush is, huh?
What do you mean?
How many liters in a flush?
13.
Yeah.
Unless you've got you lowered it.
Yeah. So but 13 on a flush, that's about what? 10 flushes a day, 150.
That's liters, huh?
20 kiloliters.
20,000 liters.
Okay, okay, okay.
Look,
the one thing that would be like,
I'll wait to hear about when you get that letter from the council. Your son.
Yeah.
He's a good. Yeah, that's good. Let's do him, and then we'll do.
This one is.
No, we should get as much as we can.
They decided
going back that way.
No, you could read.
He's staying in that side.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah,
no, that's right.
My gent, you let rain. Then now you're there. Because somebody go. She says to. Was that my gent? Was that? Chabu? Was that a much in his car? Was that in. Now, you have a great school. In Tonic Rain, you wear it. You could be Tamazin, come over to you. Can I imagine, Terboni? Can I live go on a little? Let me try to see if you are right. How would you be getting?
Yeah, if you can, but I can sit there, it's fine.
Let's see how this goes.
What's
the song?
Okay.